We had the rains and now we have the weeds. If you didn't get pre-emergent down and you are looking for a way to remove weeds, our friends at Bonide have three solutions for you. If you've got a lawn application, Weed Beater Complete. Keep your lawn healthy and weed free. And the healthier that lawn is, the less weeds it will produce. They've got premium lawn fertilizer as well. I'm actually going to be picking some up on my way home today. It's time to fertilize our Bermuda. If you're looking to get rid of Bermuda, they've got Clean Up that'll take care of that problem. If you're looking for an organic solution around maybe some fruit-bearing trees or your garden, they've got Burnout. It's a neem oil that kills the plant's ability to photosynthesize and kills it all organically. Whatever your weed problem is, Bonide products are family-made in America and help you keep your yard and gardens weed-free. You can get it all over the state, including Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Treeland Nursery in Mesa, and Summer Winds in Phoenix.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We got through the calls that were on the hold. You can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the cost of remodeling and annual study that gets put together comparing how much it's going to cost to do a particular project in different regions of the country and how much you can expect to recoup in the appraisal or the sale of the house for your investment. You know, one of the things that the study, it just shouts out is the project people are doing more often than not are kitchens and baths. And boy, we're seeing some trends in bathrooms. There, 15 years ago, everybody wanted white subway tile with black caulk. I mean, it was going in everywhere. Backsplashes, showers, wainscoting. One of the things that's more popular today that we're seeing is the actual look of rocks or pebbles or stones. Gives it a very, very earthy feel. But one of the things I want to warn y'all about is I think my gut tells me this is going to be a short-lived trend. it's hard to clean because it is a natural product and the surface is so irregular. Whether you use it, and we've actually installed it in shower floors, and you'd be surprised how many people's feet are sensitive to that much of an irregular surface. And it's much more slippery than you would realize. So the rock and the pebble look, you go into any tile warehouse and showroom, they'll have plenty of it up for examples and samples. A lot of interior designers right now are specking it out. The other thing is almost everyone is getting two shower heads per shower. If it's just the slide bar shower head, that's awfully convenient to take off the wand and use it with your hand and clean all parts of your body. And then a fixed shower head. We're hardly doing any showers, especially master bathrooms, where we're not putting two shower heads. And what you have to be careful about is most bathrooms are plumbed just with a half-inch water line. Once you get two shower heads running to maintain any pressure at all, you have to have the line supplying that bathroom increased. So you've got to get back to where the water enters the house and run a large line to that bathroom. Now, one thing, another big trend that we're seeing in our bathroom remodels that I don't think is a trend, that I think it's here to stay, and if you don't consider it when you're remodeling, you're making a mistake, and that's the installation of bidets. They tried to kind of come into the luxury market 20, 25 years ago, made a little dent. But now they've got toilets that operate as bidets, you don't need two separate fixtures taking up that extra room. They're expensive, but I think they're here to stay, and it won't be long before every bathroom has one.
And I think, and I will know this a little bit better, after the 22nd, I believe, of this month, Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant, the water source from that is the City of Phoenix reclamation water.
Okay.
Now, all the water that gets flushed down the drains and showers and sinks and toilets all gets purified and is the water that's supplied to Palo Verde to generate our electricity. We get to tour the reclamation plant where they do all the filtering. I think they would be big proponents of bidets, and that the reduction of treatment they would have to do if paper was eliminated from that process, they would probably be big fans of that as well. There would be a lot of toilets changed out to accomplish that, but that in the reclamation process, I bet they're big fans of it as well.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's like kitchen remodeling. You don't know what you're going to spend on appliances until you go shop for them, and when you realize all the innovations that the appliance manufacturers have introduced into appliance, you don't even know what to ask for because they've moved so far ahead. And people aren't familiar with the bidets, unless they've done some traveling in Europe and whatnot. But these toilet bidets get electricity run to them. The seat is heated. And they're basically, you can go to the bathroom and do your business, and it's hands-free. It actually washes you and dries you with warm water and warm air. So makes for a very clean experience, paperless, and more sanitary. I mean, you're not...
Well, why don't I just switch over to our weekly home maintenance how-to and
let the listener
finish that sentence himself. Fill in the rest of that as you wish. We talked about cleaning gutters last weekend. This weekend, we're back on the roof looking at the overall roof inspection ahead of the rain. With the amount of rain we had in October through February,
yeah,
basically.
Baby. Yeah, baby.
A lot of our roofers are still weeks out completing all those jobs. So if you are able to site something that may need professional repair, you may probably be able to still squeeze that in before the rains hit us hard. I know they say it's June 15th, but the weather does what the weather does. And you know, it may not even be until July that we see the rains. But you're not also looking for signs of poor roof and leak penetration, but make sure you've got, if there's any trees, danger of falling over on your roof, that we get those branches trimmed back or the tree completely removed if need be. Look for signs of nesting, whether it's birds or rats. You want to get that removed. Look at the flashing materials. We've got a complete list at rosieonthehouse.com, keyword roof inspection. And you can take that and schedule that in your Rosie on the House Homezada digital app and get a reminder this time next year that it's time to get up there and look at that. It's a way to help digitally track and remind us to do these weekly how-tos so we're keeping up with the maintenance of our homes. We don't get hit and surprised with big, big expensive items. And it helps eliminate surprises in home ownership, which can be a big part of the financial security of your home. We got an email this week from a couple that had bought a double wide for $22,000 from, quote, a little old lady who only used it to go to church every week. They've been in it less than a year, and they've already had to put more money into it than they bought it for, replacing the air conditioning and the water lines that were... of the age that needed to be replaced, that a home inspection could have caught ahead of time and renegotiated that price. You know, that's a pretty big surprise. And they want to know if they could ever recover the money in that. And it's just going to, you know, maybe in 30 years when the equity of that property and that home surpass what you put into it. But to look at it from a positive perspective, you could never sell it going forward, but it's at least a sellable property now, and you can recover at least part of that investment. But an air conditioning system and water lines, don't necessarily look at it as a return on your investment.
Right.
What are you going to do, live without them?
Yeah, and you know, in the world of real estate, the home inspections have become customary, where the realtors want you. When that industry started, the realtors were hard to win over because they felt like, as a selling agent, you didn't want to discover all the things that may be wrong with the house. It would spoil the deal. But anymore, they would rather have that document for everyone to see so you couldn't come back on them and say, well, you know, you misled me.
And this did not sound like a realtor was involved. This sounded like a cash transaction for a property.
And the other thing about home inspections you have to be careful of is a home inspector, like the air conditioning that needed to be replaced, he'll look at it for physical damage, and he'll turn it on and make sure it works. But virtually every inspector will say, contact a licensed air conditioning contractor to check this equipment out. So they come short of declaring whether the equipment is good or bad.
You can start with rosieonthehouse.com/app to get your app downloaded, register your property, and apply all relative weekly home maintenance to your home. That's rosieonthehouse.com/app.